This is ACC CardiaCast, a series on the latest clinical education brought to you by the American College of Cardiology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pamela Morris. Welcome to this CardiaCast. We're here today to talk about the 2017 focused update of the 2016 ACC Expert Consensus Decision Pathway on the role of non-statin therapies for LDL lowering in ASCVD risk reduction. And what we'll do is talk about the top 10 things that you should remember from the decision pathway. So first of all, number one, this decision pathway incorporates some of the newer evidence which has been published not only since the original 2013 ACC AHA blood cholesterol guidelines, but also published over the past year since the publication of the original expert consensus decision pathway on the role of non-statin therapies. It's very important, number two, to remember that the expert consensus decision pathway was really meant to build upon or complement the 2013 ACC AHA guidelines. And the recommendations or the algorithms that were used in this decision pathway are based on the four statin benefit groups: those patients with clinical ASCVD, those patients with very high levels of LDL cholesterol greater than or equal to 190 milligrams per deciliter, and then also high-risk patients with diabetes, and then high-risk patients for primary prevention and without diabetes. The third thing that was very important about both decision pathways was the introduction of the concept of LDL cholesterol thresholds, and with the focused update, also the addition of non-HDL cholesterol thresholds. Now, thresholds are levels of LDL cholesterol or non-HDL cholesterol at which a clinician may consider the addition of a non-statin therapy. However, these levels do not automatically trigger or require or mandate the addition of a non-statin therapy. So these are levels at which, as part of shared decision making, you would have a patient-clinician discussion to review the potential pros and cons of adding an agent to maximally tolerated statin therapy. Which brings me to the fourth point. Maximally tolerated statin therapy remains the foundation of therapy. The decision pathways emphasize that you do not proceed to the addition of a non-statin therapy until the patient is on the maximally tolerated dose of statin. The fifth point is that this decision pathway continues to emphasize a preference for those therapies which have been shown in large randomized controlled trials to have evidence of benefit, and in particular, net clinical benefit. That is, that their potential for benefit outweighs the potential for harm. The sixth important point to remember is that there were some changes in the 2017 focused update. In particular, for those patients with clinical ASCVD and comorbidities, or patients with familial hypercholesterolemia, either in primary or secondary prevention, either ezetimibe or a PCSK9 inhibitor may be chosen as the initial non-statin therapy. This is based on evidence primarily from the Fourier trial, which was conducted in a very high-risk group of patients with clinical ASCVD, as well as additional comorbidities. Now, for patients who have stable ASCVD without comorbidities, and this is point number seven, we continue to emphasize ezetimibe as the initial non-statin therapy, followed by the PCSK9 inhibitors as the second line. Point number eight, it is important to remember that in primary prevention, with or without diabetes, there currently is not FDA approval for the PCSK9 inhibitors. So in those patients who have a need for additional lowering of LDL cholesterol, you may consider the addition of ezetimibe or in some instances colesevelam for those patients who are, or the bile acid sequestrants for those patients who may be intolerant of ezetimibe. Point number 9, it is very important that the response to therapy should be monitoring. There has been considerable misunderstanding of the role of monitoring of the lipid panel following initiation of statin therapy, and the 2013 ACC/AHA cholesterol guideline, as well as both versions and the updated version of the expert consensus decision pathway, strongly endorse the need to monitor the lipid panel to be certain that the patient is having the expected response to therapy and also to verify adherence to therapy. The final point that I would like to make is that the decision pathways continue to place strong emphasis on the role of shared decision making, the importance of the patient-clinician discussion. When you are adding a non-statin therapy to these high-risk patients who are already on other lipid-lowering agent, as well as possibly other antihypertensive or heart failure medications, we are adding yet another medication, the potential for drug-drug interactions. We are adding to the medication burden, whether that be in oral form or as a subcutaneous injection. We also must take into account patient preferences and cost. So really a strong emphasis on the role of shared decision making. So in summary, I'd like to thank you for joining me. I hope that these top 10 things to remember from the 2017 focused update of the expert consensus decision pathway on the role of non-statin therapies. Thank you.
This has been the ACC CardiaCast, your latest education from the American College of Cardiology. Go to acc.org to find this and other additional resources related to today's show.